flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Welcome back to Wrestle Club Podcast. I am sitting in the head of the table, weirdly again, but I'm joined by two very special people. Number one, on my right, is the main event, Mark Cram.
It's a pleasure to be here. And you're looking very Christmassy, Danny. Yes. I'd like to see it.
I'm hoping this episode goes out near Christmas. Is my
plan. Got a Grinch and a Santa thing. It's a real dichotomy. We're working on an oxymoron of an outfit, right?
Am I heel? Am I face? No one knows.
He's a tweener, baby.
A tweener. and we've got a very special guest today. I know. Fucking what? It is the amazing, the comedian, the legend, the fucking Reading Now based, Naya Mali!
Thank you. You didn't have to dox me, but thank you.
Oh, sorry.
How did you dox him? What happened?
I'm in Reading, he said.
Yeah.
Are you in Reading? Yeah. I think that's not quite a doxing. That's quite very
okay,
broad.
Okay, it's
doxing.
RG. No, you're okay.
Broad doxing, by the way, also my drag name.
Is it? Book him now. Book him now.
Who knows?
How you been, Naya? Welcome to the podcast.
I'm
to
good.
Wrestle Club.
Long time listener, first time on the pod. I think that's what people say. Yeah,
I think so. No one's ever said that.
That's because no one's a long time listener.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No one's.
Oh, I'm a day one.
He's a day one.
I'm a day one.
But you're a long friend of a comedy circuit.
Yeah. We've gigged together, and I'm always like, hey man, get me on your wrestling podcast. And then today you were like, anybody want to be on the wrestling podcast? And I seem to be the only one that replied. So I mean,
and we had a couple.
I can't say I know name, so it's nice to meet you.
This is Mark.
Hey, nice to meet you, Mark.
Nice to meet you, dude. It's nice to be here.
Yes, by magic.
Bringing people together.
Yeah, this is nice. Wrestling, well, that's what it does.
This is what wrestling, we had a big, did you see the argument on our Instagram today, actually?
No, I don't read the content.
Oh, it was quite fun. There was two people arguing.
The comments?
Yeah, this is the most wrestling.
Were they having a go at us this time?
No, each other.
Oh, wow, I like it when it's Mars.
So, basically, we posted our guru, Richard Wright. He basically outlined what he thought was wrong with AEW, and there was a big argument underneath it, and they might like this actually, they get a bit of airtime, but I enjoyed it. So basically there was a big flow of like loads of long messages.
It's just two people
saying like, I'd rather watch great professional matches and compelling storylines and a milk to death bloodline storyline, half-assed boring matches, maybe they turn it up a bit at the pay-per-view. And then someone else was going back, and they went back and forth, but within like seven messages, these two listeners were arguing, they were just like, fair play, I admit I'm wrong here and apologise, you're more than welcome to state your opinions. The other one was like, bro, it's all good, we're all fans of the same thing.
Wrestling fans are so great,
that's,
man. Yeah, not how much a fight.
That's not how the internet works.
I know.
That's beautiful.
They should have been compared to a Nazi by now.
You know what? I was on my way home seeing it all come through on my phone and I was like, I can't wait to get home and stir the pot and choose. And then it would already squash the beef.
A happy ending in the comment belt. That's good.
It already squashed the beef by right. Yeah. I was like, fair play, guys.
As always, thanks for upping our engagement, you fucking nerds.
I was thinking,
this is great
you
for views.
Losers.
If anything, fight more.
The algorithm, that's why I was going to poke the bear. Yeah. I was like, I need this algorithm, man.
Yeah. He called your mum. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Rafi is what he said to me.
He DM'd me privately.
He said, you know fucking nothing about nothing. Well, that's really sweet, though. That was like the most wrestling argument ever.
That's a heartwarming.
I know.
Should we talk some wrestling?
Let's talk some wrestling. Should we get to know a little bit? Obviously, new listeners obviously won't know Naeem. So I feel like it's probably best we get to know a bit about you. Let them know who you are before we start.
So we know he's a comedian. We know he lives in Reading.
Who would you say your favourite wrestler of all time is, Naeem?
It's got to be the People's Champion, the Brahma Bull, the great one.
Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought I was the People's Champion.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Cram is my favourite.
I was
going to
ask, have you guys all got like your own wrestling nicknames on the pod?
I have.
Because I know...
Yeah, I think we have now.
Danny and Nibs are the Fluffy Boys.
Yeah, with the Fluffy Boys.
Oh, okay.
Richard Wright is the guru.
Gangster Festus.
And Sakisha is whatever we call her in any given moment. She's not here to defend herself today.
Yeah, you called her a bitch on the last episode.
Yeah,
shut your bitch mouth.
I did specifically ask for that not to be clipped for Instagram, and there it was.
Tagged.
Don't know whose fault that was.
You collaborated. It's on your page.
Yeah, you accepted it.
She's a bitch.
isn't it?
She loves
how you want.
To be fair, like me and her got engaged in the last episode.
Did you?
Yeah,
oh,
we're going to go to Vegas and get married at WrestleMania.
Oh, fucking him out.
Oh, that's the dream, wedding.
Well, I think that's the GoFundMe page now is actually not just fund us to go to WrestleMania, it's fund Mark and Sakisa's wedding.
John Cena comes and interrupts it. Oh, man.
Yeah, good times. Cashes in with the money in the bank, marries her instead.
I think I speak on behalf of me and my future wife when I say that if people want to pay for us to go to Vegas, we'll get married.
Like, oh my God, that would be fucking
just for a joke.
For free tickets to WrestleMania, me and Switch will get married.
And then we'll film it all and we'll like start a Patreon and you can come watch Mark Cram and Sakisa's wedding.
For that. Also, she owns property. I'm a fucking rental.
You're marrying up, baby.
I'm going to marry up that shit.
You're marrying rich. I like
that. Yeah, she's got way more money. She's way more successful than me. I'm definitely doing well in this.
She's going to listen to this and be like, holy shit, man. I'm actually.
Yeah, all the doxing of people's private details, their income. I like it.
Yeah. He's from Reading. You're getting married.
Yeah. I may or may not be from Reading.
May or may not be from Reading. Yeah. Well, can we any secret info about you we could give up?
No, that I'm
an earring on.
Earring.
Yeah, you always have that.
I mean, they can see that from
quite an open booked guy, I suppose.
That's right. Yeah,
I think they know. If anything, I'm too honest on this podcast anyway. Mm.
But we found out enough about us. Should we find out more about Naeem?
Yeah, so we know your favorite wrestler is The Rock.
Yeah. Yes, right. Rock. I was a big Attitude Era guy.
Yeah, when you started?
I'm going to be 30 in a couple of weeks.
Are you old enough for the Attitude Era?
Yeah, of course.
The Attitude Era was like 98, you were like 4 years old.
My first memory was Chris Jericho's Y2K.
Really? Like,
that's one of my first memories.
That's a great first memory.
Yeah. I remember going like, I hate this guy.
I think mine, showing my age here, I think mine was Roddy Piper winning the IC title.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, Mark is 72.
From the mountain.
Are we allowed to swear on this?
Yeah.
You are fucking old. Roddy Piper. I know.
Yes, he's in.
I know him from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's what I know.
Mark.
Did you say you know Roddy Piper?
I feel like
one of the greatest of all time. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You know when they had those Raws where they had like pensioners on? I've only seen him on that and It's Always Sunny. Yeah. That's the only thing I've ever seen him on.
That's amazing.
He was Roddy Piper. I suggest going back and watching some stuff. He was very good.
Yeah, he also did come back on the screen a few times.
Yeah, one of the best promo guys ever.
Yeah, like
did he have CT? Did he have head problems? Like, because it's always done.
I wouldn't like to speculate, but he was definitely an erratic.
I've never seen him normal. Like,
have
all
you seen
his roles
of him half black faced?
No.
That was necessarily entirely his call. But he Best Wrestles Bad News Brown at WrestleMania and he goes half black.
we made it. So me, Tash and Ibs.
You say you did that for Halloween?
No. Yeah. But that picture is our WhatsApp group chat picture.
Well, I've never ever heard of this.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never ever seen
you
that.
You seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Wait, so what was that for? Was it a promo?
That was WrestleMania. He's even
so bad.
Black Lives Matter, man. He was ahead of the curve.
That was so quick that was our WhatsApp group chat picture. Well.
It could be nothing
else. That aside, Roddy Piper was incredible.
Me touching him is not the perfect picture.
It's like the only picture.
Going to Edinburgh.
It's the only picture that's on your favourites.
Just in case, you never know you're going to need it.
So what was your first memory?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I think we mentioned on the pod like a while ago, I think my first big, like when I really try to think back, it was like this SmackDown with the Fist. With like Rey Mysterio, pop it up. I think he was fighting. I want to say maybe like a Chavo Guerrero.
That was his debut match on SmackDown.
Yeah, so I because Rey Mysterio was my day one. But then like I remember watching that and then being shown those videotapes. Like,
do you remember? Did you watch his Royal Rumble? I remember that year.
That was a big year. I remember like crying when
Eddie Guerrero passed away. Yeah,
yeah, and he did it with the band. Like,
can I say a funny story? So my whole family watches wrestling except one uncle. And I remember when Eddie Guerrero passed away and, you know, they did like everyone's out there. I'm telling the one uncle that doesn't like watch wrestling. And he goes, oh, that's fake. That's fake. I was like, no, I really think he died. And then he was like, he goes to the point, he's yelling at me, but like, you should stop watching this. It's fake. It's rotting your brain. And then the next week, it's like the newspaper shows that he died. Like, it was like front page news, even in England.
That's a work, man. Yeah. It's a work.
And he had to apologize to me. That's the only time my uncle's ever apologized.
That is amazing that they think wrestling's so fake.
He got heated. He was like, yo, it's rotting your brain. These people aren't dying. I was like, I really think he died.
Well, I remember, I think it's had a similar when Chris Benoit died. I was explaining before we knew how Chris Benoit died.
Back when they like did the whole episode.
I remember that as well. It was like same time, I think. Yeah.
And I was explaining to my then partner, and I was going, well, you know, because they weren't a wrestling fan, I was like, well, you know, Chris Benoit died. And they went, oh, you mean like how The Undertaker's dead? I'm like, no, not like how The Undertaker's
dead. That's exactly what my uncle said. That's exactly what.
Yeah.
How old are you when he died. Because like I didn't find out the Chris Benoit stuff until I was like
nearly 20 years old. Yeah.
Because for me as a kid, I saw him, like, you know, everybody doing the vigil and stuff. And then nobody ever talked about it again. I remember...
Well, there's a reason.
But like as a kid, I didn't know. We were just like, seems like everybody loved Eddie and people weren't fond of that Benoit.
Yeah, so don't you remember? And then it was like, I remember like so many video packages, like you didn't then in, they didn't like include
they'd blur his face and stuff. Like, yeah.
So what we've discovered about Naeem is one of his favourite wrestling memories of all time is the Chris Benoit murders.
Yeah, the 9/11 episode is pretty good too.
The 9/11 episode is actually quite fun. The Rock Sean Stasiak thing is fucking hilarious. Yeah. If you want to be like Sean said, it keeps running into the ring, the Rock keeps sidestepping and beats him. It's amazing. It's fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Good feel good stuff that the Asian needed.
Yeah.
But then Stephanie McMahon compared, genuinely true. If you, in her interview where everyone's doing like tributes to 9/11, Stephanie McMahon does her interview to the camera and she genuinely compares her dad beating the federal government in his steroid case to 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
She's I remember that.
My family have overcome stuff like this before. It's like, that's not that's the same.
That's crazy.
If there's one thing we need during 9/11 is to hear when Vince overcame something.
Remember when Vince beat the federal government?
Do you remember that? So can we. But we could beat the terrorists. Well done, Vince. Good on
that
you.
Was genuinely, like, I'm not even exaggerating. That was pretty much what her promo was.
I love how she did a promo.
That's actually crazy.
Well, it was mad.
Fucking glass. What about, so you started like the Attitude Era was like, so you remember that, the Y2K stuff.
Yeah.
And then after that, so was you watched it straight away, was hooked?
I feel like I remember the Monday night. I remember the Monday night wars.
Yeah.
I remember, but I never watched WCW. Like, I don't know if it even came on TV. We always just watched on Sky Sports.
It did come on TV. It came on after the Cartoon Network on Freebie TV. It switched to TNT Wrestling just as Nitro started.
That's nuts. So I always watched on Sky Sports, Sky Sports 3.
Yeah.
And then watched it up until when it got a bit too PG. I think the years that I missed was after, you know, when John Cena and Randy Orton kept switching titles.
And then the John Cena Orton saga of 12 years or whatever.
It's weird how it's come full circle now and everyone fucking loves both of them now.
Yeah, and also we all want them to fight again.
Yeah, one more time.
Everybody said that though. Everyone's like, I remember like, oh, I hate this guy, but I know when he's gone. It happens in sport, happens everywhere.
When John Cena retires, I was like, everyone's going to say how great John Cena is.
Yeah.
Like, his retirement, no one ever returns. Everyone's like, yeah, Cena. Yeah.
it's nostalgia. Everyone's nostalgia.
It's the king of nostalgia. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you can remember, Cena especially, like during that period of time, they had no real competition. Mm. So there was no real drive. There was no real other big star. I mean, Batista maybe, but there was no one else really like, amping up
and
as
he
a star.
He came up like it's obviously the same time as in FCW, like with them as well.
It was like the four, right? It was like Cena, Batista, Orton, and Brock Lesnar. They're all
because Brock was supposed
to be the but for wrestling.
But Brock was supposed to be the face of the company, and then decided he was going to do what Brock Lesnar does, and that's whatever the fuck he wants, and just went and tried to be a Minnesota Viking.
Why not, man?
You failed because you're a failure, Lesnar. Come at me. Yeah.
I really hope this doesn't go out to America.
I don't think Brock Lesnar's going to listen to our wrestling podcast. He doesn't even watch
Tell
WWE.
You might, though, Brock Lesnar's daughter. Have you seen her?
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's just Brock Lesnar's twin sister, basically.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's actually like a wet dream.
That's how genetics work.
If you're a girl, you're like Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
It's like, you know those old wrestling games where you can just copy a character?
Yeah.
They've done that.
It's literally that. Yeah, Karen Smackdown versus Raw. I'm going to show you Brock Lesnar.
He's got the massive son. That was been in the news.
Oh,
recently.
Kevin Owens.
Mark Henry.
Gary Barlow.
So
I kept seeing Kevin Owens' son next to.
So, do you think Gary Barlow's son could beat up Brock Lesnar's daughter?
I don't know. I mean, that is the question we're all asking.
I think their kid would be.
Here we go.
How about you at home? Who do you think would win a fight?
So just
between Brock Lesnar's daughter and Gary Barlow's son.
I'm sure if you're listening on Spotify, just Google Brock Lesnar's daughter, and by now you should know who Gary Barlow's son is.
Oh, right. Fine. Okay. Yeah, she's got some shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, she's just old Brock Lesnar in a wig.
Yeah. She wrestling, yeah?
Like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, fucking good. Fucking hope she fucking smashes it.
It's just insane, though. Like, it's literally like, create a super sign. I've just gone the Brock Lesnar template, female.
But he must have done a lot of roids to look like
Lesnar.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got tested positive in the UFC, didn't he?
Yes.
After he got the belt.
Oh, so he made his comeback fight against that chunky lad. Who was the chunky lad?
Was it Rampage?
Nah, no.
No, was it?
I can't remember.
Who did he fight?
I can't remember. This is not an MMA podcast.
It's not a UFC podcast. We're not them guys.
I've got a question for you, and this is an important question. Bear in mind, there is a correct answer to this question. What do you think the best wrestling theme song of all time is, Naeem?
Oh, man, that's so hard. That is so hard.
I wonder what you think the correct answer is as well.
I'm going to wait for Naeem's answer because I'm not telling him.
I'm split between three. I didn't even know you were going to ask this.
Well, we didn't prep you in any way, shape,
or form. Yeah, you have rocked up very
Either The Rocks.
Okay.
Either Edges.
Which are, what?
Yeah, Alter Bridge. Oh, The Rock 2002.
And Alter Bridge Edge, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that one.
Yeah, that's like.
The Adam Copeland theme song.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't believe. And CM Punk's. Just because I used to play that guitar hero.
I'm a fan of his older ones. Like,
I absolutely hate his older ones. But I don't know if it's because I hated him with the whole straight edge stuff, etc.
Well, before the straight edge, you still had it though, and it's all I ever wanted. Yeah.
That was originally Randy Orton's theme song.
It was Randy Orton's. There's a video out there of him coming out to it, and it's so wrong.
Oh, Randy Orton's first one as well. That was also a banger.
Oh, hey. Yeah, but Voices is a fucking banger as well, to be fair.
What's yours?
You have solid choices, but the correct answer is Gangrel.
I knew you was going to fucking...
My next
question was generally, I'm surprised Mark won't ask you who your favourite vampire-based wrestler is, and why is it not Kevin Thorne?
Gangrel's theme song, like, legitimately, I know I love Gangrel, but it is a fucking banger.
I can't even think how
Do you listen
sounds.
To the gym? Does it
goes, like, wow, doom, 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 and he's coming up through the fire.
But it doesn't like pump you up.
I'll
listen to these three songs and I'll be like, I'm ready to go bench. I'm ready to attack the world.
Also, when he wrestled as a vampire warrior on the indies, he did that song, but they had rap lyrics over the top of it. And they are some of the most cringeworthily bad rap lyrics about sucking blood and stuff. Yeah,
do you reckon they'll be available online?
I think that's on YouTube, definitely.
I kind of want to read them out. I want to see what this is. Just a lot of this podcast is just me.
A rap remix over a vampire song.
Gangrel wrestling theme. Whilst I'm googling this, Naeem, I want you to tell me what would you say you're like? So could you say you stopped watching it a little bit with the PG bit? Mm. Have you come back and are you watching it again now?
Especially since like my whole family, we always watch Royal Rumble, we always watch WrestleMania. Yeah. Those are two that we just never.
It's a nice family tradition.
Yeah,
did you do like a sweepstake on the Royal Rumble as well?
No, just like my little sister. She just fell in love with The Undertaker when she was like age 3. And so we always watched, he always came back for WrestleMania season. So that road to WrestleMania, she would watch it, I'd watch it, my gramps would watch it. It was like a family tradition.
What I know about The Undertaker's political beliefs is that he might not love your sister.
Yeah. Nice. He would not care about my sister one bit.
No, he has no
opinion. I saw a quote from him. He was like, because Batista called him out, like, IRL.
Yeah.
And he was like, I love Batista. I love all those guys. I just don't think they're right.
It's because Dave would kick his ass.
Yeah.
So I think I've found it.
So the song is called Fangin' and Bangin'.
I won't stop. I've got them lyrics, which also aren't.
Oh, that's the Ruthless Aggression album one. Yeah. Sort of Reckless.
Mm. I got that gleam in my eye. I'm straight from the grave. Dressing all black. I'm looking for a slave.
This isn't even the one I'm talking about.
Is that
the one?
That cannot be allowed.
I tell you. This is his favorite song.
That's your favorite song. That's your mantra.
Is this the one?
No, I found it. This is Fangin' and Bangin'. This is what I used to do on the indies. Okay, where are the lyrics? Have we got the lyrics?
I've got Jim Johnson's Blood Gangrel. It literally just says, oh yeah, oh no, oh you get ready. And then it says instrumental. So it's either that or the one about having a slave. Which one do you like there, Mark?
It's not the one about having a slave.
Okay.
Are you sure?
It's the one called Fangin' and Bangin'. I'm trying to... I found it, like... I'll link it, but I can't find out the lyrics, but it is...
You can't say it out loud. They're not written down.
Basically.
They're not written down.
Unless I play the song out loud on the podcast, then it's not going to work.
Yeah, we'll get copyright.
But basically,
until then...
Fangin' and Bangin', the Vampire Warrior theme song is worth listening to.
Okay.
You got any more questions from Naeem?
That's how we're going to see the podcast out, by the way. We're going to play that, and then that'll be fine. I have loads of questions about Naeem.
Yeah, go on.
What's your favourite rock match ever?
Favourite rock match? Stone Cold, WrestleMania 19.
Yeah,
19.
Most people
go up to 17, and you've gone for the 19.
No, 19. Probably because I remember it more.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember. I'll go back and watch like old Rock matches where I remember like the promos, but I don't remember like the Rock and Sock connection and stuff like the early stuff.
You don't remember the Rock and Sock?
The early stuff I don't. I remember
the Rock and Sock. I'm a little bit younger than you, but that Rock and Sock connection was like like WrestleMania 20. Was
yeah, I remember
like
that evolution.
The first
match.
WrestleMania that I fully
with
the
watched. Weird shit goatee.
Yeah. He was doing like the Scorpion.
He wasn't that built either. He was like really slendered down. He had a
just
goatee.
He just got the weird chest tattoo that everyone tattoo. Hated.
He looks like Jonathan Coachman.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He's like, it's the least The Rock has ever looked like The Rock.
I think there was a promo where it's just him and the coach from, like, because he worked at ESPN and they did like a little reunion. Mm. And he's like, oh, you got a goatee? Oh, you're following. And he just goes into like just normal rock. It's like in like mid 2000s and he's just like slamming down on
the
ESPN.
When he did the match of Mania with Evolution, is that when he was trying to get that horrible How's Your Lips podcast over? No, that How's Your Lips catchphrase over. He said, How's Your Lips?
When he had it on
it was like, smack them off your face.
Yeah, because I'm going to smack them off your face.
Yeah,
it was like one of those rare, he reached for a catchphrase that just was not landing.
Yeah, I don't really like to this day, like he could say any catchphrase and then that would be forever. Like,
I remember he used to have that, maybe just before that, he used to just have a vest that just said, get ready.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, if anyone else wore that, if anyone else wore that, we'd be like, what the?
Everybody's come out
you
now.
Just read it in his.
He has been able to get the crowd to charm whatever you got. We got the crowd to charm popcorn fart at Jonathan Coachman.
I remember that.
We had Fruity Pebbles at John Cena.
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles is a good one. I like that.
Kung Pao Chicken. He's basically seen a punk Kung Pao Chicken.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't remember. It's like the basic
As a guest, can I ask you guys a question then?
Yeah,
so obviously The Rock's my favorite wrestler of all time. Mm-hmm. But my favorite iteration of The Rock is just before he turned face. Like, I remember him putting down people. I remember being like, that's dope.
Yeah.
You know, when he had the sunglasses, calling the crowd like trash.
Like Hollywood Rock.
Yeah, Hollywood Rock, right?
Yeah.
I enjoy
and
Hollywood Rock.
Now, with like the final boss. That's what actually got me back into wrestling it.
Yeah, the
like,
final boss.
Yeah, because I thought,
because
they even mentioned, you know, like when they break kayfabe, it's like, oh, I'm the boss, I'm on the board.
Mm.
And I was thinking like, whoa, why are they mentioning that? Why Isn't that going to hurt share prices?
Why did he dress a bit like Elvis though? I
didn't get that.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be a Versace vest, I think, because he always used to wear Versace shirt.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point. It's,
but
it's
the vest looked Versace. A bit too.
And the trousers were like something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Because they only wore a red version the other day, didn't, like the Saturday and the white one.
You know, I can't. The thing is with The Rock, like, and that was going to be one of my next questions, because like, I'm going to speak about where you want to see it go, right? Mm. But the one thing I want to say quickly is this whole, like, final boss thing, being an absolute prick on telly, being like, and then you just see him at Moana's 2 premiere hugging kids and I'm like, I don't know, mate. You literally rubbed Cody Rhodes' blood on a belt and then you're like, what? And even in the ring when what can I see?
Yeah, he's even thinking like you're welcome.
He's doing it all, and then he's just like,
I like that. I think it's dope.
Only that man
bring
can do both.
Bring both your talents together, I say.
Only that man can do
also,
both.
Like, Cody needs a bit of a slap every now and again. I like Cody Rhodes overall. He's not LA Knight levels of needing a slap.
Mm.
But Cody just needs a
you
bit
You don't
of
like
a,
LA Knight?
No one likes that.
You don't? Is this podcast anti-LA Knight?
No, I'm not a fan of his wrestling.
Here's my
His wrestling is, well, I think when I first watched him, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I remember even on Twitter, everyone saying like, oh, his in-ring work needs, but I think it's gotten a lot better.
I'm talking complete in kayfabe though. It's like when AJ Styles returned and attacked him over there, AJ's turned heel. I was like, why? That guy's annoying as fuck. If you worked with that guy, you'd smash him in the face. All he does is walk around insulting absolutely everyone all the time. Yeah.
Didn't he go like every meeting?
Like, yeah. LA Knight is not a nice man.
But it was like Elimination Chamber, but was it like in Australia? And people he went all the way to Australia I don't know if I hate anybody that much.
No,
I don't think
he's that.
And that's how much of a switch. Dick LA Knight is. AJ Styles was willing to go around.
I'm still angry.
He was willing to go around the world, get off a plane, on a plane, hit him with a chair, just turn around and go back home again.
I remember thinking, I don't hate anybody that much.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
That's what I mean. So he must be that much.
LA Knight is that much of a prick.
And all we got to think of is AJ Styles has been in this industry for years. Mm. He has hated a lot of people. He must hate LA Knight.
That's the only, like, you asked me if I watched other promotions. That's the only real wrestler I knew from the other promotions first.
Yeah.
I always heard about him. So when he came to WWE, I also started watching just when he came to WWE.
Well, he's been around for a long time. Yeah. He's wrestled all around the world, although he doesn't think so.
Yeah.
I think that's quite...
He's somewhat of a
flat earther.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
AJ Styles is apparently a flat earther.
He went all the way to Australia on what? Just foot?
Yeah. He didn't even look out the window, mate. Yeah. He shut the blinds. Yeah. I don't want to see him. I'm too angry.
These windows are concave and I don't like them.
You can probably find it, but there's a clip from Talking Smack when Daniel Bryan then used to host it. And Daniel Bryan basically calls him out on live TV about being a flat earther.
Is it real?
It's actually true.
This is not even kayfabe.
This is like out of character.
I think it's dangerous because all these wrestlers, they get paid like hundreds of thousands of pounds a year.
Yeah.
I think it's dangerous to have a rich person that dumb.
With the, yeah.
Like, well, they'll never buy a globe for their kids, oh, stuff
one,
like that.
Never
like,
buy.
I'm just, like, no, that, there's lots of gaps map. In. Yeah.
To be fair, one of them's president of the United exactly. States, and the other one's wow. just been elected to the cabinet. So, you know, that's
and he got Stone Cold Stone.
America.
Yeah.
America.
Linda's on as well.
Linda, right? Have you seen...
Oh, is she like Secretary of Education or something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mate...
The woman who couldn't even learn her husband was doing stuff yep. behind her back.
Wow. Allegedly.
Allegedly. If a quick shout out to my mate Darren Cullen, he's been doing on TikTok, he's been reacting to all them old moments, but it only calls him like Secretary of Education. And here's Stone Cold.
And the Secretary of Education.
It's so good. It's so good. He's decided to go back now and it's fucking ace.
It's crazy because like, the President of the United States is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Is he? I didn't know he was a Hall of Famer.
I genuinely would have bet it would have been Mr. T before Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what.
I'm surprised Mr. T isn't it.
Mr. T's in the Hall of Fame.
He's just he is in the Hall of Fame.
He's not the President of the United States.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That,
yeah, that's nice. That's good stuff.
That was shocking.
Out of those two things, you went, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
That's what your issue was.
Yeah, I thought he was a Hall of Famer.
That's what your issue with.
He can't be the President, though, because he could never get on Air Force One, could he? Doesn't get on planes.
That's good stuff.
That's an A-team
That's
joke.
A top-tier joke.
That's an A-team joke.
There we go.
That's an A-tier A-team joke.
And if you listen really carefully, everyone at home.
Laughing. Yeah.
They're laughing.
That one finally. A-team watcher. Yeah,
we have that one.
This is why I tune in.
Yeah. He's in his room night.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I want.
Just clapping the sweat and come off his hands. It's normally what fans are like.
What is there a moment that made you, because you remember your first moment was the Y2K, but is there a moment that made you fall in love with wrestling?
I think it was just all the promos that The Rock did and then the Monday Night War. Like, I remember.
Yeah.
I think I've probably YouTubed this as much as that, but you know what those endings to like Raws or SmackDown where everyone just gets in and then.
Finisher after finisher.
Yeah, finisher after finisher. And then it's usually either The Rock standing or Stone Cold standing and then Vince McMahon smiling for some reason. That's how I remember those weekly shows being. Yeah.
Let's not think about the reasons Vince McMahon was smiling.
Yeah, there were probably many reasons. Yeah.
This is going to torpedo any chance we've got of getting a deal with Netflix. Let's edit that out.
No, because they've done the whole documentary.
They did the documentary.
I think if anything, they'll be like, finally, they're on our side.
I watched the first couple of episodes and then I just didn't watch the rest because I thought they were going to go into it.
They do a bit. There was a couple of bit like we did a whole like episode on the documentary. I think to sort of like wrap it up, it's basically like for non-wrestling fans, it's like, whoa.
We
for wrestling fans, we're like, we know most of this. There was only like a couple of bits like my sort of people my age will go, oh, I didn't quite know about like the ring.
I watched it with
my
fiance and she was really interested to the business side. And I was like, well, go back to the clips.
Really?
Where you just rock bottom through a table.
I love the fact she's watching it. Like, after all that and the business. Wow.
He's really boasting about this fiance thing.
I know, we mentioned it before the pod.
Apparently he's recently got engaged.
I did recently
get engaged.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Little clap for everyone at home. That guy's still there with the company.
Dreams do come true.
Does she like the wrestling?
It can happen.
Does she like the wrestling?
She likes that I like wrestling.
That's nice.
Which is nice, yeah.
How long have you been together?
Just over a couple of years now.
So she joined the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania like family watch along?
No, not yet. I think maybe this year. I think this Royal Rumble, because it's usually a sibling thing. We should do it with my grandparents, but now he's
nice.
Do you think you can?
The opposite of nice, some would say.
Nice. Do you think you can enter your wedding to a wrestling thing?
Okay.
And may I suggest
I know.
Fanging and banging.
That will be for the honeymoon.
Get married in October.
I love wrestling and I love those clips, but I do find it cringy.
But put it this way. So you're at the altar, right? She's about to come down the aisle. What wrestling tune, slowed down, would you be the happiest with if you turned around and just see her slowly walk?
On this day, I see clearly.
That actually sounds nice.
That'd be beautiful. Bow off.
Also, low-key or harmony there, guy.
Yeah.
Fuck this podcast.
I was going to go back to it. I hate watching them because you can tell that this guy, like the grooms, have been begging their bride for 2 years. It's supposed to be her special day. And he's like, please, can I RKU through a table in front of your parents?
I've literally let you have like, everything.
I think that's crazy.
What's the worst wrestling wedding video you've seen? Because I know the one is in my head, right? They've got the first dance.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Stone Cold Steve Austin's glass smash. A guy runs in with a Money in the Bank, hits the groom. starts dancing with his wife, and then he comes on.
Oh my God.
And then he comes behind, like low blows him,
yeah.
gets out another money in the bank, and then cashes it back in for his wife. And I was like, what?
Like, basically,
I've just bought you. Yeah, and it was also like really shit hitting. Yeah. It was like, ugh.
What I love
that
is
that is the worst dance. That symbolism is terrible for a union of life.
There will be people at the wedding who don't watch wrestling.
Yeah, that's my main problem.
Why is briefcases being hit? That doesn't make any sense unless you're a wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. But to be fair, the reaction, they love
Have you seen any wrestling gender reveals?
Logan Paul obviously famously did a wrestling gender reveal, didn't he?
Someone hired a couple of indie wrestlers to do a match where they.
Well, that's how Logan Paul did it. One was dressed in blue, one was dressed in pink.
That's right.
Were they?
I think that's a
little people.
No.
Okay, then I watched a different video. Okay. I've seen a gender reveal party where it's just two little people doing it.
The same video. They were just far away.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, it's a perspective thing. I understand. Yeah. That's fair. I didn't have my glasses.
It's not wrestling.
It's 480p.
Like, just because I think we're loosely on the topic. The thing I hate most at weddings is like
on your phone. Yeah. Yeah.
I connected it to my Bluetooth speakers, but the vision is terrible.
The thing I hate most at weddings, and this is not even wrestling related, but just while we're on it, is when you do a musical theatre wedding and they'll always do One Day More from Les Mis.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a group thing. And the guy, there's always one guy, and he's always Javert, who cannot sing. Yeah. And they'll do One Day More to, because it's the easiest fucking bit. And he's standing, because there's always musical theatre performers and then their mates. So you've got like a few who are obviously really good.
Yeah.
And then like two that can't sing and have been thrown into doing
this is
it.
Like, I was my beginning musical theatre, right? That's where I started. Of course, I did. Pash. But that was one
what
of my pet hates.
I think we all broke into time for a minute.
Yeah. It was when we did the harmony. I was so fucking in. That was me. But what is actually one of my pet peeves is like those singing waiters and like.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it was.
Someone I know
was at like a wedding and was like, oh my God, look at this. All these are all from the West End and they're singing at this person. And I was like, don't you take the limelight away. Like, you serve me my food. And they were singing One Day More.
It's always One Day More.
I fucking hate it. I like the song, just not
the singers.
And also, the story of that musical does not belong at a wedding.
It's not a romantic movie.
No. Sing Moana.
Think you're welcome.
Where do you want to see the final boss go now? What's your predictions?
Yeah, I actually have no idea. I was going to ask you.
Do you like
guys.
Cody Rhodes?
Yeah, I like Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I really enjoy seeing his blood splat.
I feel like all the John Cena stuff, because I watched as a kid and I hated him.
Yeah.
Now that I'm watching wrestling as an adult, I'm like, this will end soon. So instead of hating him now and appreciating it later, I'm just going to appreciate it.
It's a really mature way.
He does look a bit slow in the ring, though.
Yeah, I think.
He does look, at 39, I'm a bit.
I think, I want to see Cody Rhodes heel. That's what I want to see.
I think Homelander
vibes. Yeah.
I don't want Cody Rhodes to have, like, and I don't know if this is a new wrestling thing, because obviously I've gone back to wrestling recently, but like, you know, Roman Reigns just have like what? Like less than 100 defenses in like 4 years.
Yeah.
Like I want there to be like defenses and losses.
Yeah. It's the balance. Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, Roman was an exceptional case. You needed to keep that belt on for a long time, but Cody, I want Cody to lose at the KO.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
I want that as well.
Like, you know how John Cena and Randy Orton, like, they've got like, I think they got like 7th, 8th, 9th championships because of each other's fights.
Yeah.
Like, I'd want the same.
Well, I think that's what we were talking about not too long ago, actually, on this, was about just the whole stop putting so much like prestige and pressure on the world title.
Yeah.
That can be lost and won a bit more, because WWE for ages was just having long champion runs.
Yeah.
So it was always had to be like an epic win. But like, what they've done well is with the world heavyweight, with like, we've gone.
That seems to be the one that.
Damian
gets,
Priest.
Yeah.
And, but it actually makes that title.
That's the one
bit,
that puts people
more
over.
Fun to watch,
yeah.
Right? Because then you actually don't know who's going to win when they do. Which I think is really, really cool.
Well, I think we're coming towards what's going to have to be a wrap on this episode. So important questions to end the podcast.
And then we're going to do the 1 minute.
Firstly, we'll do
well.
1 minute challenge, but the first question. In the realms of vampiric wrestlers, no.
this Christmas special.
Yeah. That comes out 31st October 2025.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah.
There's no real question.
Grinch, man.
There's no real question here. Yeah, I was just vamping until we get back.
That's good stuff.
Just vamping until we got to the 1 minute challenge. So have we got any questions prepared for the 1 minute challenge, or are we just going to throw them
out? Yeah, no, I've got them down?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I've got them from Sakisa's not here today, by the way.
Fuck, marry, kill, Kane, Undertaker, Paul Bearer. Is that what you're going to say?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Fuck all of them.
Paul Bearer, all three.
Where is it?
Kill first.
Bear with.
Paul Bearer, like, got drowned in cement in plot, didn't he?
Yeah, he died recently.
The Undertaker.
Is that how he died?
No, that's how he died in kayfabe. He's dead in real life now as well.
Through more cement?
I think, like, there was that dick part of me when they announced he was dead in real life. So I was like, yeah, he died ages ago in the cement. We saw it happen. Yeah. But that's not really the way. But let's go.
He's paved the way for
should
other
stuff. Should we just make up some questions?
Yeah, I'm going to find
out. No one liked that. No one liked that.
I wasn't listening. I
said he's paved the way.
Yeah, you time, and I'm going to go in for some random questions.
I said he's paved the way for future wrestlers.
That was good.
Yeah, but his vamp and stuff, we all fucking applauded.
Right, so this is a 1 minute clock.
Yeah, let's give him a standing
up. Okay, right. I'm going to make these questions up off the spot.
All right.
And you just answer as quick as you can. Don't think about it. Just whatever comes to your mind.
Okay.
Even if you think it's going to be offensive, don't worry about it. Just go.
I love offensive.
Yeah. Ready? Three, two, one. WWE or AEW?
WWE.
The Rock or John Cena?
The Rock.
That's really good. Sorry, he's going quick enough. Yeah. Fuck, marry, kill. We got Trish Stratus, Kane, The Undertaker.
Fuck Kane. Nice. Marry Trish Stratus and kill The Undertaker because he's the dead man.
He's already dead.
Yeah,
already dead.
No crimes committed.
Dream Meal, who are you picking? Who's going to come? Free guess.
Dream Meal. Eric Bischoff.
Nice.
Gotta say The Rock. I love The Rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stone Cold. I'll say those three.
Best vampire wrestler.
The American Badass. Undertaker.
Oh, technically. No, he's a zombie, not an undertaker.
We'll let him have it.
All right. Okay. Oh, best finisher.
Stone Cold Stunner.
Worst finisher.
Oh, fucking LA Knight's one. What's it called? No, where he just like, he turns around, they turn around, he swings him. I don't know who that is. Right.
Best small wrestler.
Rey Mysterio.
No, he's just far away. And that is the end of the minute right there. Okay, so we want to...
That is incredible.
You were ahead of the table? You outro us, my friend.
I'd say that was a fucking good...
Good minute.
Thanks for having me.
Very good, and considering we you know, should have prepped them questions. Yeah. We didn't.
And also, I think Naeem's going to be joining us next week.
Yeah, well, technically, Naeem is going to be back next year.
I'll see if I can make it.
Next year.
This episode will be going out in December. And
traffic may be hard.
Yeah. So, Naeem, thank you for coming. Much appreciated. Shout out your socials and everything, and maybe your comedy night as well in Reading.
Yeah, sure. You can find me on Instagram at Naeem Ali Comedy. I do a comedy night in Reading, a monthly one called Dynamite Comedy Club. Follow the rest of the club.
Amazing. Well, I've been joined here by Mark Cram.
It's a pleasure, and I hope you have a very lovely Christmas and New Year.
Obviously, we've had Naeem Ali, everyone.
Also have a New Year.
Have a New Year. And by me, head of the table today, Danny Scott, Father Christmas, Merry Christmas, and have a good one, and we'll see you next year. Maybe Naeem will come back next year. Most definitely, we're about to film it now. Love you. Goodbye.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. With Sakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!